This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Danny Parkin Show.
Thanks for hanging out. The All-Star Game's over. We'll talk hoops in a little bit. It's the Danny Parkin Show from the great city of Chicago. I do afternoons on 670 The Score, weekdays, Monday through Friday, 1 to 6 p.m. Central Time. Tonight, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. And also, I should tell you, tomorrow night at 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific, CBS Sports Network is on the hardwood for Patriot League action when Boston University battles Holy Cross on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. You can interact with the network at CBS Sports Radio on Twitter. I am at Danny Parkins on Twitter. Talking Colin Kaepernick. I should mention that Kevin Durant is MVP of the All-Star game. That was 6-1 if you had it. I had Steph Curry at 8-1, thinking he'd ball out in his home city of Charlotte. He went 4 of 17 from 3. That's a losing ticket. See, I get things wrong all the time. But we are having a discussion now that the legal case of Colin Kaepernick against the NFL is no more. I think it's now been proven, if it wasn't before, and I thought it was before, but I think now it is, the fact that the NFL was willing to pay Colin Kaepernick to not have the discovery see the light of day, to not have their laundry aired publicly, which they were not willing to do against Adrian Peterson, Ezekiel Elliott, or Tom Brady, but they were willing to do in the concussion lawsuit. They settled. So think about that. Tom Brady, the golden child, Adrian Peterson, first ballot Hall of Famer, Ezekiel Elliott, one of the best players on the most powerful owner's team. They took all of them to federal court, didn't settle, suspensions, punishments upheld. Concussions, we probably knew about that before we let on. We probably don't take good enough care of our ex-players. We don't want all this out there in public. Here's $800 million. Settlement. Colin Kaepernick, they settled. We don't know how much money. Mike Freeman of Bleacher Report says he's hearing between 60 and 80 million. Florio, who's got a legal background, put it at 49 and a half million as his over under. Michael McCann from Sports Illustrated estimated that Kaepernick's team would call for lost wages at a league average quarterback salary at 20 million per season, two missed season plus damages, so 40 million plus damages. But everybody's just guessing. We all know. All we know is it's a big number. It's an eight-figure number, and Colin Kaepernick got paid. And so I'm wondering, now that the he wasn't good enough arguments seem to be a thing of the past, he had a higher passer rating than Phillip Rivers in his last season, the he was out of the game argument for too long is over. Josh Johnson played this past season. He hadn't thrown since 2011. I was hoping that maybe some people would be willing to admit they were wrong. It's a beautiful thing. It's a powerful thing. We're all wrong from time to time, but a lot of times in this day and age, it hasn't happened anymore. People choose their own facts, and then they choose feelings over facts. Kind of sucks. But we got three or four people to call in and say that they changed their minds. And I think it on stuff like this that actually matters, I think that can mean something. So let's take some calls. 855-212-4227 is the number. David in Louisiana. I see here your mind has changed. Were you wrong about Colin Kaepernick?
Yes, sir. My mind changed. I originally went into it with a pretty open mind, and I had heard a lot about him when he was training for the NFL Combine from a friend of mine who was working with him. He came in and did good, and then the home episode began.
Hey, David, can you speak up a bit, man? I can't really hear you. Can you speak up?
Yeah, probably a very appropriate time. And but now I really feel like he's got a platform now with the NFL settling with him and with what he's done to this point to actually be brave and bold enough to cross over and try to bring this country together. I think Colin Kaepernick can be a big part of bringing the United States back together to be the most formidable country in the world.
Well, that's certainly ambitious. I will be surprised. But, David, thank you for the call. I think we're pretty split right now, not to talk too much politics, but I'm sure I think that might be a job that's bigger than any one person. But I will say this. I'm fascinated with what Colin Kaepernick's going to do next. Because the detractors are obviously still coming in. They're getting at me on Twitter, at Danny Parkins. This guy Dan Schley tweets in, Cap should not have gotten a dime. The NFL lost $500 million in revenue last season, and they rushed to fix the problem. He was a cop hater that wore anti-police socks and supported Castro. He won simply because the NFL wants him to shut up and go into obscurity. We referenced the socks and the Castro t-shirt. He's not perfect. He did not handle those things very well. The Castro shirt was explained poorly. That was after the movement. The police socks happened beforehand. But regardless, not perfect every step of the way. No one's claiming that he is. I wonder if he would want to take the socks back. Maybe he would. Maybe he wouldn't. But this idea that he won because the NFL wants him to shut up and go into obscurity. Yo, Colin Kaepernick is not going to go into obscurity. He's not some fake activist. I know that's become a popular talking point. And people have said, oh, he's just in it for the money. He's sold out. Okay. We don't know how much he just got paid. And what we do know is he paid $1 million out of his own pocket to causes when he didn't have a job. Now he's got the job with Nike, and he just got the bag from the NFL. What, you think Colin Kaepernick's going to just go sip pina coladas on an island for the rest of his life? No shot. Now, the non-disclosure agreement might make some of it tricky, but Colin Kaepernick is not done donating to causes, raising awareness, and being a civil rights leader of his time. I know that makes a lot of people uncomfortable because they spent so much time hating Colin Kaepernick, but it's not a mistake. It's not an accident. Everything from the look, going with the afro now, to the clothes that he wears, to the name of his camp, the Know Your Rights camp, everything's very calculated. There's been some journalism done about this. You could read it. It's out there. I know two people who have had lunch with Colin Kaepernick in the last 6 months and have talked to him about his plans. It's not fake. I saw a professional troll, Clay Travis, say something like, oh, you know, he's just like most people out for, like most people who claim to care about social justice, he's just in it for the money. Yeah, because there's so much money in social justice. Historically, so cynical, so predictable, too, so uninteresting. Why can't you just admit, like, damn, the NFL thought that it was so bad for the bottom line that a black quarterback peacefully kneeled to protest police brutality and racial injustice that they would rather keep him out of the NFL, even though he was good enough to play, than withstand some tweets from the president. Like, I don't know how much the NFL just cut a check for, but they blew this out of proportion and handled it horribly. All they needed to do was someone to sign him. Just play. Weather the storm. The kneeling has stopped. The protest, I mean, like, it stopped by the end of last season. Now Colin Kaepernick might get a job. Could you imagine how sweet it'll be? Oh, my God. If Colin Kaepernick gets a job Like, say he signs where Eric Reed signed with the Panthers, and his lawyer went on CNN yesterday and said that he wouldn't be surprised if that's where he ended up. And Cam Newton's got a bad shoulder. And Colin Kaepernick starts week one of the NFL season for the Panthers and kneels again, having gotten paid by the NFL. Whew. He'll have the number one selling jersey in the league. And that's the thing that I think the NFL miscalculated. If Colin Kaepernick plays again in the NFL, my guess is he will have the number one selling jersey in the league. Certainly top 10. Because, yeah, a lot of people did not like Colin Kaepernick. But a lot of people liked him. And polarization is actually usually a good thing in the sports world. It's not a good thing in every business, but in sports, it's usually a pretty good thing. 855-212-4227 is the number. Sal in Sacramento, you're on the Danny Parkin Show. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good evening, guys. How's it going? Well, yeah, of course he has to wear an afro and he's got to dress different because political politics and visual politics is in. Nobody actually really goes deep and goes in layers and layers of what it is that Colin Kaepernick was trying to prove. And the problem is that Colin Kaepernick doesn't even know what he was trying to do. So, no, I didn't.
Wait. Based on what?
Based on a couple things. First off, if you are really worried about the plight of minorities, why are you wearing a Che Guevara shirt? And if you're really worried about the plight of minorities, why don't you tell the truth about the facts of the year that he started to do his little protest? There were more black people that died from electrocutions and lightning bolts than cops.
All right, but hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let's address these points as they come, all right?
Oh, and I want to say that I'm a Puerto Rican descent.
Okay.
And I've had all kinds of injustices done to me, and I'm from the camp that you can't be a victim mentality, that you have a choice, that you can say that everything is really, really hard for me and this and that. Here's the problem. It starts in the crib. The plight of the minorities in America is the inability to understand that delayed gratification is in your sight. And if you don't have any father power around, then you don't have the ability to raise a man to be a real man.
But hold on a second. You're saying a lot of things, and you're saying it powerfully, and I appreciate the call and the disagreement. So stay with me for a second. But
okay.
Colin Kaepernick was raised in a two-parent home, so it wasn't
right.
Yeah, so that wasn't an issue. Hold on, I gave you a lot of time. Hold on, I'm going to address your points.
Okay.
If you go to his website, the Know Your Rights Camp website, he outlines very clearly what his organization and his platform is. The 10 steps, mm-hmm. reaching out with kids. He's donated the $1 million that he donated, it's all allocated. Where he spent $50,000 here, $100,000 here, $50,000 here, $100,000 here. So it's very specific, very detailed with what he wanted to do as he was going throughout his cause.
Can I comment on that?
Sure.
Well, it's very specific in his 10 steps, but the way that he talks and the way that he acts, there's a dissonance between what he is saying and what he is doing. If he came to the podium, he didn't even do a press conference. If he came to the podium and said, okay, yeah, there is racism in America. There is a downfall and there's a plight. But if you actually choose to be a good person and all of the injustices that are done to people, white, black, brown, polka dotted, pink, whatever, generally, if a cop tells you to do something, you should do it. That's why they're cops.
Oh,
and on
okay.
another thing is like everyone's saying that Kaepernick is bringing people together. You don't bring people together by wearing pig socks and saying
again
that
the pig socks. Right? We agree. The pig socks was wrong. And thank you for the call. We agree. The pig socks was wrong. Okay, but this idea of like electrocution, and I'd like to see your stats on that. But regardless, if you have gone through and been a purveyor of the news and did not think and come away with, like, man, of course we need cops. Cops are heroes. They are our first responders. Something bad happens to you, we dial 911. Of course. We respect the police. We need the police. But cops, it's not perfect. There's often a code of silence. There's very rarely, if ever, accountability for their action. And sometimes that there are misdemeanor or small crimes that certainly are not capital offenses that lead to death. And in those situations, it's fair to ask, hey, maybe, just maybe, things went wrong unnecessarily. And there should be some accountability, like there is for other crime that happens. I'm here in Chicago. There was the Laquan McDonald tragedy. 16 shots, a kid going away from a police. Was he an angel? No. Did he deserve to be arrested? Absolutely. Did he deserve to be killed? No. That cop was found guilty of second degree murder. It's the first time in like 30-something years that a cop had been convicted. Now, it's hard. It's complicated. It's a tough job. I'm not saying I have all the answers, but to compare the killing from an electrocution or a bolt of lightning, a random act of a higher power, if you believe in that sort of thing, to an employee of the state whose job is to protect and serve, it's not the same. It leads to community distrust. It leads to people not being willing to come forward and bear witness to represent their community. It doesn't allow for community policing. These are things that matter. You could say that it's not the biggest issue. You could disagree with Colin Kaepernick's whole point, his whole premise. You can disagree with it if you want. Sounds like the last caller, Sal in Sacramento, did. But it was his truth. It was his experience. It was his people. It was his cause. And he peacefully protested for his cause. And it cost him his job. That's not how it's supposed to be in America. You could disagree with how he did it, what he was doing it for. You could disagree with all of it. Should not have cost him his job. That was the whole point. And so, man, it's just, I'm glad that he got paid. And I'm glad that history will judge him fondly. He effected real change. And my guess is he's going to continue to make a huge difference going forward. Even if you don't think that that's the biggest cause in the world, okay. It's a big cause. It's a cause that matters. And if it doesn't matter to you, that's a huge privilege. But who says, like, if someone comes out and is like, I want to save the rainforests, does anyone come out and be like, what about cancer? And when someone's like, I'm going to raise money for breast cancer, does anyone come out and be like, well, what about cardiac arrest or colon cancer? No, like, there's a lot of causes in this world. This was Colin Kaepernick's cause. And he raised a bunch of money and a bunch of awareness and led a really meaningful and impactful conversation that, oh, by the way, happened to be the conversation that had been playing out from like 2014 to 2018 in a huge way in this country. And that's not to suggest that it started in 2014 or that it ended in 2018, but we had a run there that, whoo, boy, not great. And Colin Kaepernick was contributing to that conversation in a huge, meaningful, long-lasting, impactful way. Little bit more on this, then we'll get to some hoops. And at 11 o'clock Central, as the greatest basketball player of all time, Michael Jordan's 56th birthday, which is today, comes to a close, I'm going to attempt to give you my favorite 56 Jordan memories, moments, stories in less than 23 minutes. That's coming up in a little bit. It's the Danny Parkin Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is the Danny Parkin Show.
All right, it's the Danny Parkin Show, CBS Sports Radio, wrapping up our Colin Kaepernick conversation, trying to find people who changed their minds now that the settlement's come in. 855-212-4CBS is the number. Coming up at 11 o'clock Central, I'll give you my top 56 Jordan memories, stories, facts in 23 minutes or less for his 56th birthday. Why? Because I like a challenge. But for now, Gerald's in Houston, and I don't think Gerald agrees with me. What's up, man? Thanks for calling.
And hello, how are you doing? Enjoy the show.
Thank you, sir.
I just need to, before I go to the Kaepernick guy, let me say something. We discount Bill Russell. And I don't, this not fair. You talk about Jordan being the greatest player. Bill Russell won 11 championships. 11.
All right, man. yeah, I know. Bill Russell, Kareem, Wilt. Listen,
I'm not talking about nothing but one person, Bill Russell.
All right, fair, listen, I didn't live to see him. If it was a different game then, and I'm biased. I'm from Chicago.
Young man, black athletes have always been long and athletic. This is not a different game. We've always been long and athletic. And to say that Jordan is the greatest player, was he a great player? Yes. But to say he was the greatest, it just disregards everyone who played before him.
All right, called for Kaepernick talk. Let's go.
Let me say about Kaepernick. Black-on-black crime has not changed. He made a decision when he settled. When he settled, that means he is quiet. Remember, Baltimore wanted to sign him, and his girlfriend said that Baltimore Ravens owned slaves, so don't sign with him.
Well, that's
not
exactly
he put the conversation out there. I will give him that. He put a conversation out there about police brutality. I will say that. But to say he has made a change in black-on-black crime, he is not.
Well, I didn't say that.
That's the issue.
I didn't say that. And Gerald, that might be the issue that you care most about, and it is a huge issue. But hold on a second. You know this, I assume, as well as I do, that the percentage of the majority of white people are killed by white people. The majority of black people are killed by black people. That's a statistical fact. You're killed by the people who you live closest to and the people that you know. So that is absolutely an issue in the black community. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's not. But again, that wasn't Colin Kaepernick's cause. You can say it's the cause that he chose is not the biggest cause, but it was not the cause that he chose.
I'm not saying that he did not bring an issue to the forefront that should not have been brought forward. I commend them for that. The thing that I'm saying is this. When Martin Luther King went to Memphis, they told him don't go, and he had to go because of those poor garbage men. When he settled, and you know, when you settle a case, that's it. You can't say nothing. You can't talk about it. So now we're going to see his real nature. If he truly believes in his cause, to me, he would not have settled, but since he did, we're going to see exactly what he's going to do now.
Well, listen, Gerald, you're right. We'll see what he does now. I will be freaking shocked, almost cursed, if Colin Kaepernick goes and buys an island somewhere. He will still be an activist. He will still donate money and time to the causes that he matters. That matter to him. I will be floored if not. Let's take one more call. I got to go, Gerald. I got to take one more call before an update, and then we're going to move on to a living legend who's been disrespected in his game but just got his shine in this All-Star game. But Frank in Cleveland, you get the last word on this, man.
Hey, Danny, I appreciate it. I'm a big conspiracy guy. I'm not a flat earth guy. I'm not a fake moon landing conspiracy guy. I'm a sports conspiracy guy. And let me preface this with the comment that I'm not saying Colin Kaepernick does not believe in the causes that he says he believes in. I'm not saying he's not going to invest money and time in pursuing a cause. But I am saying I believe this whole situation was manufactured, and I will argue it's a conspiracy. I think it's brilliant. I think it was a genius invention by his agent. And if you look at the timeline, I think I can give you some pretty good evidence of that. Colin Kaepernick was reportedly in the newspapers and on TV, not going to be the starter for San Francisco anymore. They were not going to re-sign him. And this is before he started taking a knee. And then he started taking a knee. And my argument is his agent said, hey, listen, I've called around. I'm not going to be able to get you a starter.
Just hold on a second. Like,
sure.
As this is happening, you realize that the Black Lives Matter movement in this country is also happening and picking up steam. And there is incident after incident.
Absolutely. I think his agent said, we're going to latch onto that. And I'll get you starter money. I can't get you a starter job, but I'll get you starter money. This is how I can do it. Because it's so divisive.
Do you realize how cynical that is, and what an unbelievable charge that is to make against someone? That this guy's going to be out of the NFL. He's going to lose his job. He's going to lose his platform.
He didn't lose his job for kneeling. He wasn't going to get a job. The 49ers said, we're not going to sign you. You don't think his agent called around and said, I've got your starter's job in Seattle. I got your starter's job
Wait,
in
are you
Atlanta.
Under, are you under the impression that Colin Kaepernick, if he would have never kneeled, that he was never going to play in the NFL again?
No, I think he would have got a backup job like he's been offered a backup job.
Right, which pays more than social activism.
I don't think the NFL was beating the door down for him to be a starter anywhere. He would have been signed. The NFL has had a notorious history of wanting a certain type of quarterback. Doesn't have anything to do with color. Has to do with you're the face of the franchise. You can't be controversial at all. You can't have any stigma attached to you at all. You can't be divisive. Nothing about race. And that's been that way forever because you're the most expensive player. You're the most out front player.
So you feel comfortable saying that a guy who has traveled to Africa, who's traveled the country setting up these camps, who lost his job, who donated $1 million, who's become a civil rights icon, who lost his gig in the NFL, who just got a collusion settlement against the NFL, a case dropped, and got a check cut to him, who had all of those NFL owners say all of those things, Bob McNair, the league meetings, the Players Coalition Fund, the $90 million, the Nike. You're prepared to say that that was not motivated by a philanthropic heart, but by a cynicism of, I'm going to be a backup quarterback, so now I'm going to latch on to Black Lives Matter. You're comfortable saying that out loud.
I prefaced my comments with, I'm not saying he does not believe in those things. What I said was, he had a sharp agent who said, I can't get you.
Do you have any proof of that? Because it's
fact that he was told before he started kneeling, he was told by San Francisco they weren't going to re-sign him, and
he opted out of his. Okay, I gotta go. Thank you for the call. He opted out of his contract. No, does no one have the internet? He opted out of his contract because they said they were going to cut him. He opted out in order to hit free agency sooner. He didn't turn down some sort of contract from them. Man, that was the note we ended on. It started real strong. A lot of people changing their minds, disagreeing. Listen, reasonable minds can disagree. That's fine. But how this has played out over the last 3 years, for someone to come away with it and say, you know what, he was an opportunist. Okay. Well, he gave a lot of money and has done a lot of good. I wish all opportunists had that much benefit for people other than themselves. Colin Kaepernick has done a ton of good in the last few years with that quote-unquote opportunity that he was provided. After this update, one of the 25 greatest players of all time got his final spin in the All-Star game, and I think he's still somehow underrated. Tell you who that is before the Jordan stuff at the top of the hour.
This is the Danny Parkin Show.
Thank you for hanging out. It's the Danny Parkin Show, CBS Sports Radio, radio.com, at Danny Parkins on Twitter. Coming up in 15 minutes, it's Michael Jordan's 56th birthday. I still have a Michael Jordan signed jersey hanging in my living room. I'm 32 years old and married. I'll give you my 56 favorite stories, memories, factoids about Michael Jordan in 23 minutes or less. Why? Because I like a challenge. But tonight during the NBA All-Star Game, which was won by Team LeBron over Team Giannis, 178-164, KD at 6-1 was the MVP. The over came in, and Team LeBron covered for a degenerate nation out there. The NBA did something this year that they hadn't done before, and there were, like, commissioner's picks into the game, which is cool. It does change some historical stuff in terms of all-time stats. In terms, like, Dwayne Wade and Dirk Nowitzki got put onto the All-Star team, even though they're not All-Stars, but it's their last year in the league. They're doing their retirement tour. They're doing the jersey swaps at the end of every game. So Adam Silver says it'll be cool for the fans to honor them one more time at the All-Star game, which is awesome. But now Dirk Nowitzki's a 14-time All-Star when he would not have really made it this year. It skews it a little bit for history, but who cares? It's not the all-time home run thing. It's the NBA. They're a lot more casual about this sort of thing. I think Dwayne Wade's legacy is pretty much universally understood and appreciated. He's the third best shooting guard of all time, behind Jordan and Kobe. He's a multi-time champion, obviously. He won with Shaq. He won with LeBron. he is the face of the Miami Heat, you know, instead of Miami-Dade County, Miami-Wade County. He is in the LeBron orbit, super marketable, super personable, and I think his legacy is pretty well understood. A three-time champion who's the third best shooting guard of all time, face of a franchise who people wanted to play with. Awesome legacy. Good for Dwayne Wade getting his last spin. Huge Dwayne Wade fan. I feel like Dirk's career accomplishments are not as appreciated as they should be. Like Dirk Nowitzki is a top 25 NBA player of all time. Period, full stop. I'm going to run through some of the Dirk accolades. And maybe you knew him, maybe you didn't, maybe you know them all, maybe you knew none of them. But I'll start with some easy facts. He won an MVP, he won a title, he won a finals MVP. Including this year, he made 14 All-Star teams. I would argue that he's the second best international player behind Hakeem Olajuwon in the history of the NBA. He is the all-time leading German national team scorer. So for the Basketball Hall of Fame, it's not just the NBA. Not that he wouldn't make it just on his NBA merits, but he is a worldly basketball player. He also made an all-NBA team, and this surprised even me, 12 times. Four first-team all-NBAs, five second teams, three third teams. Dirk Nowitzki. 12 times on the All-NBA team. Did you know that Dirk Nowitzki is seventh all-time in scoring? He's seventh on the NBA points list. He is one of four players in NBA history with over 30,000 points and 10,000 rebounds. He is in the top five all-time for defensive rebounds. And no one in the history of the NBA has played on one team longer than Dirk. He played for the Dallas Mavericks for 21 seasons. He had a completely transformational game over the course of his career. He had an unblockable shot with that sweet high release with the little fadeaway. He beat LeBron in an NBA Finals, although LeBron disappearing was a big part of that. J.J. Barea posting LeBron up was a big part of that. But I just feel like maybe it's the personality, maybe it's the slight language barrier, maybe it's that it was only one title. Maybe it's that he didn't ring chase at the end of his career or go to other teams or really have any sort of scandal or commercial appeal or celebrity wife. Or like, I don't really know why, but Dirk Nowitzki is a top 25 player in the history of the damn NBA. And he's retiring at the end of the year, and I'm going to miss him. I'm going to miss fine German hops, Dirk Nowitzki. And I really think second best international player ever, first ballot Hall of Famer, top seven all-time NBA scorer, top five defensive rebounder, 14-time All-Star, League MVP, Finals MVP with a ring, 12 times All-NBA team, 21 years in the league with one team, one of four guys to go 30,000 points, 10,000 rebounds. It's an unassailable resume. And it was really cool. He played 4 minutes tonight. He played just one brief stretch. He came out and they were feeding Dirk. It was beautiful. It was vintage. He did not have a great showing in the three-point contest last night, but Dirk went wet, wet, wet. 3 for 3 from three in 4 minutes of action in the NBA All-Star game. And, you know, Dallas isn't going to make the playoffs. Dallas has a cool future with Luka and Porzingis and whatever else they're able to build there. They've got this like little international pipeline going. It's cool to see. I like their future, but Dirk's just a singular player. He's this just this guy who no one has quite the resume that he did. Most of the other all-time greats that are around him on the list had multiple titles. Almost all of them changed teams. Almost all of them American-born. Almost all of them superior athletes. Just a really singular, cool legacy and game. And as I was here in the studio and I was watching him get that run and get those threes up, I was like, man, good for Dirk. What a great career. And he just did it the right way. That's another guy. I'll be interested to see what Mark Cuban does for him after his career because he took less money. And I always wonder if there's handshake deals under the table. You know, all right, hey, take a little less money so we can go out and sign Chandler Parsons to try to build you another winner. Wes Matthews or whatever it was. And then it doesn't work out. But I wonder if Mark Cuban will pay that back and what Dirk's career will look like after he leaves the game. Because he's a hell of an ambassador for the game of basketball around the world. Would have loved to see him get hot last night from three, but in the contest, that was not going to happen. Man, last night, skills competition, we had simultaneously one of the worst dunks in dunk contest history and one of the best. Dude on the Hawks, Collins, trying to go Wright brothers, put the goggles on and the hat and the scarf when he couldn't see out of the goggles and jump over the paper plane and then break the plane and take off the goggles. Bro, did you practice? What are you doing? That was one of the corniest things I'd ever seen in my life. That was one of the worst dunks in the history of the dunk contest. But then we had Diallo from OKC jump over Shaq and do the Vince Carter elbow in the rim. That was worth the price of admission. That was an all-time dunk contest dunk. It was not an all-time dunk contest. Not a great skills competition night overall. But that Diallo dunk, that was worth the price of admission all by itself. But whew, that dude on Atlanta, that was corny. Real corny. And by the way, when we talk about athletes in the modern day, go back and watch old dunk contests. They weren't that hot. Like, I'm about to talk about Jordan here coming up in a minute. Jordan was great. Jordan did the free throw line dunk a bunch of times. These athletes today are remarkable. All right, coming up next, it's Jordan's 56th birthday. So in 23 minutes or less, my favorite 56 Jordan stories, moments, facts. I'm a lifelong Chicago and lifelong Jordan fan. Happy birthday to the greatest coming up, 56 in 23 minutes or less. It's Danny Parkin Show, CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.